Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi everyone, and welcome to our programme Healthy Living. With us today is Rhonda McShane, a nutritionist and healthy living advisor. Rhonda, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
To begin with, I'd like to talk about the dieting phenomenon known as a raw food diet, which you follow yourself. Can you tell me about that?
Certainly. A raw food diet is fairly self-explanatory. Basically, you don't cook anything you eat. This, of course, means there are certain things you really can't eat, such as chicken. But the main idea is that no food is heated above 40 degrees Celsius.
I see. And how long have you been following this diet?
I started a couple of years ago, and I really enjoy it now. Although it was quite challenging in the beginning. I was so used to cooking my food, you know, normal things like sautéing veggies in oil, baking casseroles in the oven, and boiling rice and pasta. You can't do any of those things on a raw food diet. It's quite a lifestyle adjustment.
I'm sure it's not just eating raw fruit and vegetables, is it?
No, it's not. Actually, I'm not a vegetarian, as I do eat sushi. I also consume dairy products such as milk and eggs, and I eat grains, some beans, nuts and seeds. Now, I know what you're thinking. Raw beans, aren't they poisonous? Well, yes, the actual bean often is, but we do a process called sprouting, where we soak the beans and let them start to grow. The new growth is safe and nutritious to eat.
Honestly, I would think your options are really limited. Do you prepare a lot of different recipes?
Yes. Actually, there are many cookbooks on the market with a variety of raw food recipes. It takes a bit of preparation to make certain things, sometimes half a day. For example, I have a recipe for vegetarian burgers. I make the burgers. Then, instead of cooking them, I put them in a dehydrator for a few hours, which dries them out. It works on a very low heat, so it doesn't cook them. Believe it or not, they turn out like real veggie burgers and are very tasty.
What other devices do you use?
Anything that doesn't actually cook the food. You can use blenders and juicers, and you can store food in the fridge, of course. You can even freeze meals, although that tends to lower the nutritional value. And nutrition is one of the reasons I've chosen this diet.
I was just about to ask, why would someone choose a raw food diet?
Well, foods lose a lot of their goodness when you cook them. So I've chosen this diet because I think it's the healthiest way of eating. I can say that I have more energy and am in better shape than I used to be. I admit, though, a raw food diet isn't for everyone.
So, what do you recommend people do with their diets?
Well, there are some people who never eat raw foods. That means no fresh fruit or vegetables at all. That's terrible. I urge people to include as much raw food as they can into their diet. People should eat plenty of raw foods every single day. Go ahead and cook your burgers. Just don't forget the fresh lettuce and tomato. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi everyone, and welcome to our programme, Healthy Living. With us today is Rhonda McShane, a nutritionist and healthy living advisor. Rhonda, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
To begin with, I'd like to talk about the dieting phenomenon known as a raw food diet, which you follow yourself. Can you tell me about that?
Certainly. A raw food diet is fairly self-explanatory. Basically, you don't cook anything you eat. This, of course, means there are certain things you really can't eat, such as chicken. But the main idea is that no food is heated above 40 degrees Celsius.
I see. And how long have you been following this diet?
I started a couple of years ago, and I really enjoy it now, although it was quite challenging in the beginning. I was so used to cooking my food, you know, normal things like sautéing veggies in oil, baking casseroles in the oven, and boiling rice and pasta. You can't do any of those things on a raw food diet. It's quite a lifestyle adjustment.
I'm sure it's not just eating raw fruit and vegetables, is it?
No, it's not. Actually, I'm not a vegetarian, as I do eat sushi. I also consume dairy products such as milk and eggs, and I eat grains, some beans, nuts and seeds. Now, I know what you're thinking. Raw beans, aren't they poisonous? Well, yes, the actual bean often is, but we do a process called sprouting, where we soak the beans and let them start to grow. The new growth is safe and nutritious to eat.
Honestly, I would think your options are really limited. Do you prepare a lot of different recipes?
Yes. Actually, there are many cookbooks on the market with a variety of raw food recipes. It takes a bit of preparation to make certain things, sometimes half a day. For example, I have a recipe for vegetarian burgers. I make the burgers. Then, instead of cooking them, I put them in a dehydrator for a few hours, which dries them out. It works on a very low heat, so it doesn't cook them. Believe it or not, they turn out like real veggie burgers, and are very tasty.
What other devices do you use?
Anything that doesn't actually cook the food. You can use blenders and juicers, and you can store food in the fridge, of course. You can even freeze meals, although that tends to lower the nutritional value, and nutrition is one of the reasons I've chosen this diet.
I was just about to ask, why would someone choose a raw food diet?
Well, foods lose a lot of their goodness when you cook them, so I've chosen this diet because I think it's the healthiest way of eating. I can say that I have more energy and am in better shape than I used to be. I admit, though, a raw food diet isn't for everyone.
So, what do you recommend people do with their diets?
Well, there are some people who never eat raw foods. That means no fresh fruit or vegetables at all. That's terrible. I urge people to include as much raw food as they can into their diet. People should eat plenty of raw foods every single day. Go ahead and cook your burgers. Just don't forget the fresh lettuce and tomato. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.